You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Kingston, Ontario since 1922. Find and follow us on Instagram at CFRC Music. Coming up in this special community takeover of our airwaves, we're delighted to welcome Gail and Mike to talk about Love Hurts, a Chinlock Wrestling special event coming up on February 14th in support of Ryandale Transitional Housing. Ryandale provides transitional housing for individuals seeking stability in a clean and sober living environment. Residents are coming from homelessness, building a foundation for a clean and sober lifestyle while navigating life changes and in some cases physical and or mental health challenges as they look to reintegrate into the community. Ryandale empowers residents to rebuild their lives with dignity. Chinlock Wrestling is a local professional wrestling organization dedicated to bringing exciting events to Kingston and supporting charitable causes. Their shows combine athleticism, entertainment, and community engagement. This Valentine's Day, Cupid isn't the only one making an impact. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. We have a very special community takeover today in the studio. I have Gail and Mike here, tag teaming, which seems appropriate for the event, to talk about a special event that's coming up from Chinlock Wrestling, raise funds for Ryandale. So Gail and Mike, do you want to introduce yourselves and tell us what your roles are with your respective organizations?
Awesome. Thanks, Sarah. So my name's Mike Swinley, and I am one of the owners and the play-by-play announcer of all things for Chinlock Wrestling. And here with me is Gail. Gail, take it.
Hi there, everybody. Thanks, Sarah, for having us on to talk about this. We're so excited. So I'm with Ryandale, and of course, this fundraiser is on behalf of Ryandale. I work with Ryandale as a community outreach, social media, fundraising, that kind of thing.
And we've had Ryandale in before and had such a pleasure talking about the organization. So delighted to have you back here to talk about another special event that you have coming up. Maybe I'll start with Mike here.
Yeah.
Because we're here to talk about an upcoming Chinlock Wrestling event.
Yes.
So I guess first, what is Chinlock Wrestling and what's happening?
Excellent. So Chinlock Wrestling is, well, Kingston's essentially only professional wrestling junket. Just celebrated our 10-year anniversary, so 10 years and going strong. It is a very community-focused, community-based. In fact, all of the proceeds go back to various charities throughout the city. Boys and Girls Club, for example. Diversion is a place that we support quite a bit. So this opportunity came up through Gail to support Ryandale, and of course we jumped at the chance. So what is the event? Well, it's called Chinlock Wrestling Presents Love Hurts. Love that song, by the way, of course. But February 14th, so Saturday night, February 14th, it's a Valentine's Day show at 5 o'clock at the Boys and Girls Club on Bath Road. It is affectionately known as the house that Chinlock built. So you can expect hundreds and hundreds of fans there. We've actually had to move from our usual spot within the Boys and Girls Club to a much larger spot because of the anticipated audience coming in. Lots going on there, not just, you know, raising money for Ryandale by way of ticket sales, but there are a lot of neat little events as well. So, Gail, what do we have?
Yeah, so first of all, I'm super excited that it's Valentine's Day, that this is happening. Yeah, this is really, if you have not been to a Chinlock Wrestling event, you have to come out. This is perfect. It's so fun, and it's family-friendly, and, I mean, of course, the best part for us is that they are raising money for Ryandale. So we've thrown in a couple of other things. We're having a 50-50 raffle. Well, we've been going with a 50-50 online, but it's going to be announced live at the event, which is really exciting, and we'll be selling some tickets there, too, as well. And we have a great silent auction happening, too, which is, it's more experiences. So basically, you can come to the wrestling event, and then you know what your next date night is because you can purchase another event. So, yeah, we're really excited.
Yeah, and of course, we've got big support from Your TV Kingston. So we typically broadcast our shows, and they are there and excited about the setup. So, yeah, it's a great opportunity for whether it's couples coming because they want to come for Valentine's Day. But more usually, we see couples with kids. And Lord knows my wife will be there with both kids in tow, and both of them are going to bring a couple of friends. So, yeah, it's just a hoot. As Gail said, it's family-friendly wrestling. So great time out on a Saturday night.
It seems like a ton of fun, and I absolutely love that it's a Valentine's Day event. not maybe what you'd necessarily think of as your first date, but can you tell me why Valentine's Day? I mean, aside from getting to use Love Hurts, which, as we've mentioned before, is excellent.
I mean, I was just blown away by that. That kind of came afterwards, and that was simply the brilliant idea of Chinlock Wrestling. But really, you know, it's all about celebrating love, right? So what better way to show love to your community than to come out here? And it's really, like you said, a non-traditional way. But think dinner and then wrestling, right? So whether you come with your partner, your family, really, I think it's a great different way for those of you looking for those special or different ways to celebrate.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, from a wrestling perspective, and generally speaking, you know, wrestling has seen a real renaissance in the last few years. And there's been a big focus, thankfully, within the pro wrestling community on inclusion as opposed to exclusion. And so certainly that's been Chinlock's mantra well before even this new renaissance in wrestling. It is, we always have male, female wrestlers. We are supportive of all shapes, colors, sizes. And so we try to focus on more positive experience. Don't think back to the old 90s of the WWF, as it then was sort of, you know, what they may present as less family friendly. As I said, I've got my kids that come. I know our co-owners always have their kids come. In fact, one of our co-owners, the kids help, you know, behind the scenes as well. And so that's what we really strive for, to put on that type of event. And we thought, what better day to do one than on Valentine's Day?
Yeah, and I mean, looking at your social media, looking at the kinds of events that Chinlock has put on in the past, so many smiling faces, like a lot of kids seem super excited to be part of this. I agree with you. I think there has been a shift in terms of who's watching wrestling and who feels like they can admit that it's something that they enjoy doing. The personalities that you have coming to this event seem fantastic. I mean, it's a huge lineup. Just checking out, again, your social media and checking out the poster. Also, the posters are awesome, and I hear that they might be for sale at the event as well.
They are always for sale at the event. Great to grab as a nice memento. Lots of merchandise as well, over and above, you know, our 50-50 raffles. We always bring Chinlock merchandise. There will be branded Love Hurts merchandise, but also our general merchandise, so it's neat to do with that. And again, all those proceeds will go back to Ryandale. And, you know, it's funny, wrestling used to be everybody's dirty little secret, so to speak, you know. And it's not the same anymore. I mean, even with our events, we have all sorts of the community, not just parents and children, but we have big support from Queens and Queens students. So we had an excellent event last December, Gail. I remember you being there, and we had the Queens football team there. And then one of the big opportunities for people is to meet a lot of the wrestlers during the intermission. It's not like it used to be. They come out, do autographs. We see some people taking some, you know, pictures in the ring. So yeah, just a great event.
And you can get your poster signed too as well.
You can.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
So speaking of the shifts in wrestling, but also paying homage to the past of wrestling, Mike, you've put together a really fun playlist for this show, and we're going to intersperse the songs throughout it, but I wonder if you could talk about some of your musical choices and who they're paying homage to.
Sure. So yeah, what's so interesting is we think back to, you know, the 1980s, where people might hear these sort of cheesy songs that would be on loops. It's not that way anymore. Many of the songs, and some of the past ones, are what I may call radio friendly. Many of these songs you will have heard on radio stations. They've been adopted into the mainstream. So what I want to do is put together a selection of those types of songs that they span different eras. I won't say they span genres, because professional wrestling typically goes for more rock and high energy songs. So it's pretty much across the board there. But we have a variety of songs, you know, that represent wrestling Hall of Famers, all the way up to the current talent. And there'll be a few, probably many of these songs a lot of our people are going to recognize. So I'm pretty excited about it. It was one of my favorite things to do to prep for this, I'll tell you that.
It was honestly why when you reached out, I was like, oh, can we get some Chinlock musical references? So as you're listening to today's episode, try and guess or glory in your recollection of who these songs are the entrance songs for. So if you're just tuning in, we are talking with Mike and Gail, talking about a joint fundraiser that Chinlock Wrestling is putting on for Ryandale Transitional Housing. We talked a little bit about, obviously, the wrestling event. You touched on the 50-50 raffle and the silent auction. Do you want to go a little bit more into detail in how those work and how people can buy into them?
Absolutely. When we secured this event and we were really excited about it, we had been talking about a 50-50, and it just so happened it sort of coincided. So we thought, what a wonderful thing to do is be able to announce it live in the ring, the winner. Tickets have been on sale online for a little over a month, and the pot's growing, and we're going to continue to sell them online. So, you know, follow us on Facebook, follow Chinlock on Facebook, because that's really cool. But we're kind of, let's use that word, tag teaming again on our social media. They're sharing our stuff, we're sharing, and we're back and forth. You can also visit our website at ryandale.ca, and there's a link to go buy your tickets. So it'd be great to buy them beforehand, but we will as well. We'll have a couple of people walking around and selling them at the event. So half will go to us and half will go to that lucky winner. So it'd be great to win some money that night. The silent auction is really, like, think about it as a table of Valentine's Day gifts. We've got some great prizes from a lot of people in the community. People have stepped up. But what we really have a lot of is experiences. So think restaurants, escape rooms, cinema tickets, theater tickets. So it's almost like you can come to the wrestling event and then you know what your next date night will be when you leave. So a lot of great things there. And yeah, that'll be just there at the event. It's an in-person, the silent auction. But okay, the raffle tickets on sale now.
Well, and I was thinking that too, because if it sells out or people can't make it for other reasons, with it being live on your TV, if people are tuning in and they want to support the event, that could be a great opportunity. You know, go on ryandale.ca, enter the raffle. You could watch yourself win, even if you can't be there in the audience.
Good point. I like that.
And yeah, you know, who knows? You may be a future Chinlock wrestler. You might catch the buzz. It's funny how that happens.
Yeah, well, I know there's some retired wrestlers here at CFRC. So,
and if that retired wrestler is listening, just remember, wrestlers never actually retire. They always come back.
I think there's a lot of us who would love to see that happen.
So. Yeah, we'll see what we can do here. That might be fun.
This is Chinlock and this is Ryandale. Sounds, however, like it's a bit of a big production. So is there anyone else that you want to thank for making this possible?
Oh, for sure. I mean, just before I do that, to tie into the production, these events, they arise as a result of a significant team effort. And so, of course, there's the large Chinlock Wrestling family. We have Jan Murphy, who is our founder of Chinlock Wrestling. So he's been involved from the beginning. We have Ryan Lemon, also known as Sideshow on the radio, who is, again, one of our OGs, has been around almost since the beginning. Jason Reese of Jaybird Digital Arts does all of our digital product. And he's one of the owners, as well as myself, through Templeman LLP. You go, what is Templeman LLP? A law firm. A law firm involved in wrestling? Well, of course. If I have my way, you know, at some point you may see a wrestling lawyer. But we also have a variety of Chinlock volunteers who are always behind the scenes working, not just with promoting the event, but think of everything that goes into an event like this in terms of getting the ring ready, building the ring, getting the ring to the event, getting the chairs, your TV crew. It is a production. And certainly as a fan, I didn't realize how much work and effort went in until I got there and started to work behind the scenes. It is typically 90 days of pre-planning, and the day of the event is usually a 24-hour day by the time we're finished.
Yeah.
But of course, we also wouldn't be there without our sponsors. So in addition to Templeman LLP, we have Jaybird Digital Arts. Matt at Cigar Chief is a big sponsor, longtime fan. So I know Cigar Chief is involved. And the Kinsmen as well of Kingston are a big sponsor of this event.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, we have a big list. And we reached out to people. And people know Chinlock. They know who they are. And many of the sponsors were previous. And they said, we have so much fun with these guys. Absolutely. So we had that on our side too as well when we reached out to people, and it didn't take us long to find more sponsors. And thanks to Mike with Templeman, and we have SureNet Insurance, Trailhead, Remax, Marin Pest Control. There's a number of people, and also people who have sponsored our silent auction too. They're coming out, like Chinlock is known, they bring people out, you know, they bring people together to have fun. And also always for a good cause, you know, they give back. Their shows always give their proceeds to some great community organizations,
Speaking of great community organizations, I would imagine that there are a lot of people that are enthusiastic about giving and supporting because it was for Ryandale as well. And we talked a little bit at the start about what Chinlock's about, but do you want to discuss what is Ryandale?
I will do that. So Ryandale provides safe, sober transitional housing. And it's for people who are ready to rebuild their lives. It's structured, it's supportive, and it's abstinence-based. So giving people a stable place that they can concentrate on their recovery, on their goals and moving forward. So it's not just housing, it's support that helps someone actually stay housed as well. And, you know, events like this, it supports the everyday costs of running this safe, supportive housing. Things like staffing, programming, just maintaining the houses alone. Fundraising like this keeps the support strong so people can truly stabilize. And getting back to the community and how important it is for community to support, because people don't rebuild alone. So when community comes forward, it really gets rid of that stigma and it shows that recovery is possible. Ryandale means a stronger community for everyone.
And it's so important for people, especially those recovering through, you know, turmoil that non-sobriety can bring, to have a helping hand, not just in the community at large, but with organizations like Ryandale. That's the first step, right, to provide safe and supportive housing so that they can move on and rebuild their lives. You know, as a lawyer, you know, unfortunately, you know, we're in a very high stress job. And I can say, you know, many of my colleagues in the past have struggled with similar addictions, and it's tough. And so to be able to provide support behind that so that people can move forward, that's super important for me as well.
And also, I mean, you're providing an event on Valentine's Day that's not centered around alcohol consumption,
yes.
Right?
Yep.
Because I think that a lot of event bases end up being bars or social events where alcohol is served. And so if you want to be in a safe, supportive space to enjoy your night out and be with like-minded people, it's just another great reason to go to this show.
Absolutely. And you know, it's interesting because when you think about what you might picture with a raucous wrestling crowd, this is not that crowd because our events are always completely sober, whether at the Boys and Girls Club, whether we did one of our big events at Fort Henry last May where we had 1,000 people out in the outside. And again, no alcohol, no cannabis, no anything like that. And it creates a safe space for people to simply come and enjoy the performance art that is wrestling.
I mean, it is powerful. And, you know, because Chinlock, they've just been such a community. We're so happy to be partnering with them. And it's just, like I said, they bring people together. They're so community and people come together. They have fun, but on the other hand, it's to give to something that maybe is a little bit more serious to help the community. But yeah, we're super, super thrilled.
And as I mentioned, we've always been a big supporter of people who find themselves in a situation where they do need that community support. As I mentioned, we're longtime supporters of youth diversion, and certainly between Boys and Girls Club and that, we really want to focus on helping people get back up on their feet, because not only do we feel really good about what we do as promoters of wrestling, we feel really good at what we do for the community. And ultimately, that's what's most important.
Okay. So for Queen students and the community at large interested in attending this event, what would you say? What's going to make it a sealed deal?
Well, on the wrestling side, many people who only just sort of follow wrestling will know when I say one of the biggest events on the calendar for wrestling en masse is January 30th, which is the Royal Rumble. Big, big event that WWE puts on. Probably their most watched event. In fact, it is their most watched event every year. Well, Chinlock, in February, when we run our shows, and this is no different for Love Hurts, we have the return of the Chinlock Rumble. It is a blast. I know, in looking, we're starting the show right off the hop with a rumble where you have multiple superstars, 15 right now, will come in at certain intervals as they count down. It leads to a whole group in the ring together. The action is nonstop. It goes everywhere. And the only way to eliminate, there's no pins, there's no submissions, you have to throw them over the top rope. And the last person, because we have all sorts of people coming in, the last person in the ring is declared the Chinlock Rumble winner, and it leads to a title shot down the road. So that match in and of itself is the selling point. On top of that, we actually have a former WWE and current TNA superstar, Big Con. He's coming to the event to challenge our Chinlock heavyweight champion, whose name is Sean Murphy. Sean Murphy, longtime Kingston resident. And so it'll be Sean defending the title against Big Con, as well as the beast from the Middle East, Karu. This guy is like a walking condominium. He is scary. And so those two matches are bookending our event. And they have been built up throughout the last season of Chinlock to be big blow-off matches. So what can you expect? Expect the unexpected. Expect a heck of a good time.
And the Chinlock wrestling is, you can scream, yeah, you can yell, you can laugh, you can stomp your feet. Like, what a better way to get rid of that stress, mm-hmm. you know, forget your studies, forget work, forget, you know, everything, and just come out and literally scream with everybody else, laugh with everybody else. The energy is dynamic, the Chinlock Wrestling events, and I got goosebumps just listening to Mike right now. So.
And hey, I'm a Queens grad myself. I mean, what better glowing recommendation can I give than to get down there?
It's right on a bus route. There's free parking.
Well, and the Mandarin's right next door, so you can go down, eat all the Mandarin food you can want in advance of the event. I'll tell you, book a reservation because there is no busier restaurant than the Mandarin at about 4 o'clock on a Saturday before a Chinlock show. I mean, the place is packed.
Well, and add Valentine's on top of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I mean, it's the middle of February. I think we're all starting to go a little stir crazy. We've been experiencing how wild and mercurial Kingston weather can be. So if you need to get out of the house, this seems like an excellent opportunity to do so. I wanted to ask too, you've mentioned lots of entertainers, but lots of volunteers as well. If people are interested in volunteering with Chinlock, is that something that's possible? What kind of roles are involved there?
Oh, great question. So we're always looking for volunteers, especially whether you're interested in wrestling generally or interested in giving back. So that's how I originally got involved. It was actually Jan Murphy, again, our CEO. We had become friends and he knew I was a longtime wrestling fan and said, well, why don't you come down, see a show? And I began to volunteer a little bit backstage. And once you catch the bug, you catch the bug. It's a blast. So you can either reach out to us on our Facebook page, send a message. It will go to one of us and we'll respond to you. But there's available volunteering roles for like being backstage to set up the ring, which of course lets you, you know, get to meet everybody. But you also can go in and, as we say in the biz, take a few bumps in the ring and see what you like. So there's that side of it. Obviously, if there want to volunteer for fundraising, we'd be more than happy to hear from anyone. If anyone's out there listening and is wondering about sponsorship, do get in touch. As I said, you know, as a local lawyer and managing partner of our law firm, I can tell you we don't give with a view for a return on investment. There has been a return on investment, and I'll simply leave it at that.
I love that.
And Gail, Ryandale.
I mean, Ryandale, yeah, we're really supporting Chinlock on the whole volunteering. We do have a silent auction. I believe we have that covered, but hey, Ryandale can always use volunteers, and we have some exciting things coming up to ourselves. But yeah, visit our website, you know, at ryandale.ca, fill out the volunteer form. We can always use people to help us with the everyday wonderful things that go on at Ryandale day to day. But as far as this event, yeah, you know, the volunteers needed, the manpower needed to set things up is crazy, but we'll all be there and we'll all be hanging out for 24 hours, did you say?
Well, for me, it'll be a 24-hour day, but maybe not for you. You can go to chinlockwrestling.com or search Chinlock Wrestling on Facebook. It's the best way to get tickets for the event. There are very limited front row tickets. We may actually be almost sold out, but it's pretty limited. But there's general admission tickets as well. So yeah, great night out.
And as you've mentioned, you've got the bigger space. So if people are worried that they might have missed out, no, you haven't. Tickets are still available. So ryandale.ca, chinlockwrestling.ca, you're both on assorted social media as well. So if you Google it, you'll find it there. So doors are at 5.
Yes.
How long is this event, would you say?
Typically 3 hours.
Okay.
So doors will be at 5. Typically start the action around 5:30. We'll wrap up by 8:30 at the latest. Most times we're wrapped up a little bit earlier, probably close to 8 o'clock. So it's not a whole nighttime commitment. You can still get the kids home for bed. I promise you, though, they will not be sleeping. They'll be up there wrestling and pillow fighting. If they're anything like my kid, yeah, that's what'll end up happening.
Well, it's been such a pleasure having you both here. And before we wrap things up, is there anything else that either of you wanted to mention about the event? I think you've both done an excellent job of letting people know why they should go and what they can expect and why it's going to be such a great evening. But
Valentine's Day, right?
Yeah.
Share the love. It's going to be great.
And from the Chinlock Wrestling perspective, we put on at least 5 events a year. So we do have our February event. We typically then have events in May, in September, in November, and December. So we run quite heavily through the year throughout the area. And so I hope you get out to this event. If you do miss it, though, you won't miss the next one. I promise you that.
All right. And if it's been a long time since you've thought about wrestling, this seems like an excellent opportunity to give it another chance.
Absolutely.
So thank you so much again, both of you, and have an amazing time with the event. I'm excited about it. I'm definitely going to be there, and I hope to see some listeners there, too.
Well, I hope to see you off the top rope at
some point
during that event.
Work on my stretches.
Yeah.
Thanks for having us so much.
Yes, thank you.
See you Valentine's Day.
Sign up now to take over CFRC's airwaves yourself. CFRC 101.9 FM invites all Queen's University student groups and Kingston community organizations to take over our airwaves. Join us on air for an hour to talk about your student group or community organization, and also present your own playlist of fun music chosen by your team. This is a great opportunity to talk about what your group does, how others can get involved or provide support, any big events your group has coming up, and how to keep up with the latest news about your group. Apply by visiting cfrc.ca/contact and selecting Apply for a Club Community Takeover. This project is made possible through the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Radio Meters program.